And joining us on the phone this morning is Anna Deshaw. She is the park naturalist at Grand Portage State Park. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Well, Anna, it's Memorial Day weekend coming up, so what's going on at the park? Anything special or just the same stuff?
Well, it's always special at Grand Portage State
I knew you
Park.
Were going to say that. That's why I led into it like that.
We're really hoping that the weekend will lighten up. It looks like it might be kind of rainy. But we are open all weekend. All of our trails are open. And we have our summer staff starting at the end of the weekend. So that's really exciting for us. We're going to have increased opportunities for visitors to be able to ask questions and hear from staff about all of the exciting things we have to offer. One thing that's really going to be exciting is that as recently as last Friday, we had our grand opening for the Mount Josephine Overlook
right.
and Wayside area. And that is serving as a really excellent gateway to Minnesota from those coming from Canada. At the grand opening, the Thunder Bay media and press was there. And so we're generating a lot of excitement about that. We're really excited to see all the people on the road traveling and stopping in. Don't forget to stop at Grand Portage State Park on your way through.
Well, you mentioned to me earlier that you do get a lot of visitors from Thunder Bay that come down.
We do.
Tell me, have you been up to the High Falls?
Have I been up to the High Falls?
Is there a lot of water?
There is a lot of water. Yeah, it's not.
Because I know you got a great path up to the falls.
Well, unfortunately, because our winter was dry, it's not as spectacular as it has been in years past. But this time of year and our high falls are just breathtaking. I was up as recently as last Thursday, and there's a lot of water coming over, and it'll blow you away if you've never seen it before, absolutely.
Okay. Anything coming up for this? Anything special for the summer that we can talk about right now?
Yeah, for the summer, starting on June 9th is when we start all of our summer programming at Grand Portage State Park. So every day, Wednesday through Sunday, we're going to be having day-long interpretive programming. So we're going to be doing programs that are geared towards kids, that are geared towards adults, and the purpose of those programs will to be to help explain Grand Portage as well as the significance of the park within our community. So we're really honored to have gotten a coastal grant from the Minnesota Coastal Program, and that's going to enable us to bring in some local people who can share their knowledge with visitors and guests and to be able to provide them an honorarium or a stipend. So that'll be really exciting.
Okay.
And we see a lot of opportunities with that coming through the summer. There's going to be a lot of programs geared towards Lake Superior and healthy water, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I know the waters are getting healthy because the black flies are out.
Yeah.
For those of our listeners that don't know that, that's one of those upside downside kind of things. You know, the black flies are bad, but that means the water quality is good.
Yeah, so you just have to put up with them.
Okay, Anna. We've been talking with Anna Deshaw. She is the park naturalist at Grand Portage State Park, and we'll check in with you again soon, Anna.
All right, thanks a lot, Jay. Have a great day.
And have a good holiday weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.